An idea seed. An idea seed. An invention is something people make that did not exist before. Over the years, there have been millions of inventions that have shaped the world we live in. Usually, we don't even think about how things were invented or who invented them. Yet, when we switch on a light, use a computer, or text message a friend, we should thank someone for having the seed of an idea and building it into a success. Most inventions are created to solve a problem, and often one invention leads to another. People are always reinventing simple things, such as toothbrushes and water bottles, by using new ideas. Other inventions, such as pins and paper clips, have changed very little since they were first invented. Many inventions that make our lives easier have been invented in modern times, but inventors have been at work since people first walked on Earth. A toothbrush, reinvented with battery power. Cameras on cell phones, a useful invention. Ancient inventions, the amazing wheel. One of the most important mechanical inventions of all time was the wheel. All over the world, the wheel changed the way people lived. However, no one knows for sure who invented it. Some people think that the first wheel appeared more than 5,000 years ago. This was probably a wheel that potters used to help them work and shape their day. After that, people may have fitted wheels to carts to help move heavy loads. Since then, people have used the idea of a rotating circular object on nearly every mechanical invention. Jet engines, windmills, bikes, microwave ovens, CDs, and millions of other things. Many invention ideas feature a wheel. Romans, inventors of concrete. The ancient Romans had some of the best technology of their time. They were also great architects, able to build quickly and well. They invented one of the first known types of concrete. This concrete was used in many famous buildings, which are still standing to this day. This concrete was also used to build vast seawalls and harbor piers. The harbor concrete has withstood the sea for 2,000 years. Experts have said that this rock-like concrete is similar to volcanic deposits underwater. The technology of the ancient Romans provides lessons for engineers today. The Colosseum in Rome is an example of Roman concrete construction. Roman concrete technology was used to build this harbor. Chinese inventors of paper. The Chinese have created some of the greatest inventions in the world. They came up with a way to make modern paper thousands of years ago. The first paper invented was made from worn fishing nets, bark of the mulberry tree, and cloth. These materials were found easily, which meant that large amounts of paper could be made at a lower cost. As paper became more affordable, it was used for writing on. During the Tang Dynasty, it was made into paper bags and used to preserve the flavor of tea. The Song Dynasty was the first government to use paper money in the world. The explorer Marco Polo was impressed with this when he visited China and recorded it in his famous travelogue. Today, paper is used all over the world for many different purposes. A mulberry tree. Chinese paper money in the ancient days. Making paper. From past to present, changing communication. Modern inventions have changed our world and the way we live in incredible ways. Try to imagine life before the inventions of things that have changed the way we communicate. Things we take for granted, such as televisions, computers, and cell phones. In fact, Alexander Graham Bell's invention of the telephone probably changed our lives the most. In the past, people used many ways to get messages from one place to another: smoke signals, mirrors, drums, and even carrier pigeons. However, the invention of the telephone meant that people could communicate with each other over great distances quickly and easily. The invention of the telephone also helped lead to the invention of the internet, which opened a door to a completely new world. A carrier pigeon. An early telephone. Computers. Changing medicine. 200 years ago, visiting a doctor could be very risky. Anesthetics had not been invented. So doctors did operations while the patient was still awake and could feel everything. With no antibiotics, open wounds often became infected, and many deadly diseases simply could not be treated at all. Yet over the years, amazing medical discoveries and inventions have saved many lives. Doctors can now see how the human body works on the inside without cutting it open. New medicines can help the body to repair itself, and some inventions can even replace body parts. Doctors today use stainless steel or plastic nuts, screws, and bolts to hold badly damaged bones together. 50 years ago, these bones would never have healed. Skin, kidneys, hearts, and other organs can be transplanted from one person to another to save lives. Steel hip joints. Lasers are used in the treatment of cancer. From a simple idea. Although the equipment that doctors use today is high-tech, many medical inventions began with a simple idea. In the 1800s, the stethoscope was invented because a doctor couldn't hear the heartbeat of a large person. To solve the problem, he rolled a piece of paper into a tube to listen to the patient's chest. This paper tube eventually developed into the modern-day stethoscope. The first adhesive bandage was invented in the early 1900s and has been used ever since. The sticky bandage was invented to help one woman. She was always accidentally cutting herself while she was cooking. Her husband cut up pieces of surgical tape, put some cotton material in the middle, and made bandages for her. The idea was a hit, and the sticky bandage was born. A doctor listening to a patient's heart using a modern stethoscope. The success of an invention. When someone has the seed of an idea, there is no guarantee that the idea will grow into a successful invention. Trying to predict the success of an invention and how people will react to it has never been easy. Having an idea is only the first step. People thought that cars would never replace the horse and carriage. The first cars had to travel through towns at walking speed behind a man carrying a red flag because the cars frightened people and horses. People also once believed that there would never be a need to have more than one computer per country. Cars and computers are just two of the millions of successful inventions, but many others never succeeded at all. Early computers were the size of a room. An early motor car. Inventions that might have been. Over the years, people have had many ideas for inventions. Some of these sound brilliant, and maybe they would have been if they had worked. Thomas Edison invented anti-gravity underwear. If this idea had worked, people wearing this underwear could have been flying. In the early days of cars, there were many accidents in which pedestrians were hurt or killed. Cars became faster, but their brakes were still simple, so someone invented something for the front of the car that would pick up pedestrians or bounce them out of the way. Two-bladed ice skates were invented. They may have helped people learn how to balance, but controlling them could be a real problem. Would this old car be safer with something to pick up pedestrians or bounce them out of the way? Would two blades on an ice skate be better than one? Wacky inventions. Today, people are still trying to think of inventions that could change the world, or at least solve many of life's little problems, and make themselves rich and famous along the way. Many of these inventions, like the ones in the past, are simply ideas that never became reality. Some are fun, and others are just strange or wacky. A pair of slippers with headlights is a fun idea, but a noodle eater's hair guard is definitely strange. What about a rotating fork, a portable pedestrian crossing, or toilet landing lights to help you find the toilet in the dark? While these ideas seem bizarre and may never become successful inventions, they can pave the way for other inventions. They can help people to think in new and different ways. Many inventions have changed the world. Good ideas or just wacky? Thinking outside the box. Most inventions come about because of someone who sees a need or a problem and thinks of a way to solve it. Often this means thinking beyond what is being done in the present time. It means being a creative thinker, thinking outside the box. One person who got tired of wrapping packages with string thought up the first adhesive tape. What would the world be like without it? There is no age barrier to creating something new. In fact, the first popsicle was invented by an 11-year-old and the snowboard by a 13-year-old. Sometimes inventions are not just one person's idea. Some inventions, such as television, come from the creative ideas of many people. To be a successful inventor often requires lots of patience. Inventors are people who keep thinking, imagining, dreaming, and creating. The snowboard is a fun invention. Frank Epperson, shown here with his granddaughter, invented the popsicle in 1905 when he was only 11 years old. It was called the Epsicle at that time. Future inventions. There are many major problems in our world today. Polluted air and water, diseases, and what to do with the world's rubbish are just a few of the problems that need solutions. People are working on these problems, and maybe in the future there will be new inventions that will help overcome them. These are problems of today, but what will problems in the future be? Trying to guess what future inventions might be needed is difficult because the future is unknown. Will we be living in space? Will we need to be made invisible? Will there be an anti-aging pill to make us live longer? There will always be inventors thinking of new ideas. Some will be successful and others will not, but people will always keep trying. A camera flash hat. What next? A four-position bicycle. index, antibiotics, bandage, bell, Alexander Graham, cars, cell phone, Chinese, computer, concrete, Edison, Thomas, harbor, internet, medicine, microwave ovens, paper, popsicle, Romans, stethoscope, telephone, television, text message, toothbrush, two-bladed ice skates, underwear, wheel.